actually think this is the most cynical act of the Obama presidency, because the president is, in fact, a constitutional law scholar.
Yeah.
He knows better.
Mm-hmm.
He knows. He said himself in the signing statement that he attached to the bill that he had serious reservations about the bill. And then he went on to further say that under his administration, there would be no detentions in military prisons of American citizens. Well, he knows as a constitutional law statement that the statement of one president doesn't mean anything. It's that we're a nation of laws, not of men. So he could be replaced as president as early as next January 2013. And this law, which is unconstitutional, I think, by any measure, will still be on the books. So unless we defeat it in the courts, what you will have is a law on the books that overturns 200 years of American tradition and law, which prohibits domestic policing. What this law essentially allows is domestic policing by the military. And essentially what we're saying in this lawsuit is that it's written so broadly that it could this law would permit the arrest and detention in a military prison indefinitely until the end of hostilities, however that's defined.
Right.
Or it could permit the trial of a U.S. citizen or permanent resident in a military court rather than a civilian court, or it allows the rendition of those persons to a prison overseas or to a foreign country in an undisclosed facility. All of these things should be frightening to every American that cares about their liberties and cares about this country, because the language of the law is so broad. It doesn't say that this law applies to somebody who has committed a terrorist act on American soil or has committed an act of violence. All it says is that a person can be detained indefinitely or placed in a military tribunal if they gave, quote, substantial support for Al-Qaeda or other quote, associated forces. Mm-hmm. So it's completely nebulous.